Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know y'all better act right. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving a microphone, dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cups. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Turn them out. Turn them out. Turn them on. 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 Turn them on.
come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Keep saying it. Can't stop. Man, oh man. What a journey it has been. I thank God for every single step of the way. I learned to thank him for the bad times, too, because it taught me something. All the bad times, all the failures, they became valuable experiences in my life. Every time I failed, I learned a little bit more about getting up. Every time I was told no, it moved me one step closer to yes. It made me stronger. It toughened my skin. It made me learn how to deal with haters. It made me learn how to deal with people who don't have your best interests at heart. Man, ain't y'all all out there feeling me on this one right here. It teaches you who is who in your life. It shows you who you can depend on and who you can't. And at the end of the day, what has taught me most of all my hardships in my life, and it's really about me and God. That is the one factor that has been never changed in my life. God has always been the same for me and for you and for all of us. His word is true. It don't waver. It don't shake. You can shape it, readjust it if you want to. It is really the way it's written. It really is. You have your version of it if you want to, but if you just read it the way it is, it's real clear. Ain't no loopholes in it. Every time you jump through a loophole, there's something over there written that counters that. So here's what I want to get to today with everybody, and this is going to be good. Listen to me. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Listen to me close. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Man, if you hear me clearly, I'm really finna show you something this morning. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Steve, what you talking about? See, here's what's wrong with a lot of people. Here's what's stopping so many people. I did it to myself. Here's what's stopping a lot of people. You keep looking. We keep looking for others to save us. We keep looking for someone else to rescue us. We always looking for some group of people or somebody to accept us. We keep looking for someone else's approval. We always looking for some group or somebody to deliver us, somebody, some group of people to give us credibility. Somebody or some group of people who says we matter. We spend so much time right there. And when the cavalry don't come over the hill, when there ain't no saving and ain't no deliverance and you don't get accepted and don't nobody really come to save you, and don't nobody vouching for you and giving you credibility, it throw you into something. Now you into this little state of, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. You don't know what you're going to do. Oh, you got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. See, you want to know what the real deal is, y'all? It's you and God, and it's the God in you. Man, I wish I could explain this right to you today. I want you to feel me on this right here. When you shake everything out the way, get rid of all your expectations of people, the relationship you thought was going to last forever that didn't make it, the child that you wanted to be this that turned out to be that, you blaming yourself for this, your friend you thought was your friend that stabbed you in the back, you found out they wasn't. The job you thought was going to keep you and you'd retire on, they done closed down, gave you a pink slip. All of this, man, the promise that somebody told you they was going to loan you this money, and on loan day, they say they ain't got it. Oh, man. This money you thought was going to come through on this check, the check ain't there. Oh, man, how many disappointments in life can you get? You thought you had enough credit hours to graduate. You found out 2 weeks before you didn't, you can't graduate. Oh, listen here, man, what's going to happen? Look at the disappointment in my life right now. But let me explain something to you. When you get rid of all of that, guess what you really got? You got God. That's the whole enchilada, baby. That's the ball of wax. That's the monkeys in the barrel. That's the bag of chips. You listen to me. If you got God, do you understand that that's sufficient? That that's all you need? Can you feel me now? You and God and the God in you is really what you need. Stop looking for all these outside sources for approval, to gain acceptance, to get credibility, somebody to save you, the Calvary coming over the hill. Why won't they recognize me? Why won't they give me closure? Why they fire me? Why they foreclosing on my house? Don't they know I'm laid off? When you get through with all of that whining, can I tell you something? It's going to come down to you and God and the God in you. If God created man in his own image, God is a part of you. There is a piece of you that's godly. I don't care who you are. I don't care what mistake you made. The murderer that's sitting in jail today because of a moment in his life that he's now paying for has God in it. The biggest criminal, when he get through criminalizing or whatever you want to call it, he's sitting there by himself. There is a piece of God in him that lets him know this ain't the way. This wrong. You out of line. You can love this money if you want to, but you out of line and you gonna pay. It's at the end of the day, when I get through on this microphone, on this TV, all these articles, when I get through with all of that, you know what it come down to? Because, see, it ain't always been this way for me. You know, I've been trying to get here, trying to get there. Listen to me. It's been me and God. And it's been the God in me. And when I woke up a few years back and I realized that's really what it was, it changed my whole life. It changed my whole life. Your whole life can get changed when you realize that it's really you and God and the God in you. That's really what it is. Really. Man, people disappoint you. You argue with people. You fall out with people. You break up with people. You divorce people. You got people who you thought was friends. All of a sudden, you find out they talking about. It's crazy out here. You be going, what's going on? What's really going on? But that's because, guess what? You got all yours banked on them. When you going to bank it on the one thing that you can count on? The one God's word ain't changed since we got here. It's solid. If you pray, believe, work hard, don't doubt, you'll get whatever you ask for. That's a fact. That ain't no rumor. There's people out here doing it every day. Now, if you ain't trying that, listen to me. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. You just got to use it. There is a weapon available to man called prayer. Use that. See, I look at my life, man, whenever I get a little shaky, I look back. Oh, hey, man, I ain't really talked with him too much yesterday. Uh-oh. Tighten up. I'm just telling you real. You got a better answer? Oh, I know what. Oh, my bad, Steve. Nah, Steve, I ain't winning because they ain't give me the loan. Oh, nah, Steve, I ain't winning because she left me. He left me. I ain't winning, Steve, because I got stuck with these kids. I got a divorce. They fired me. They foreclosed on my home. That's why I ain't winning. You ain't winning because you ain't praying. You got to pray and believe and work. That's the key. Come on, man. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. You just got to use it. It's just you and God, and it's the God in you. And what y'all going to do about that?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Now, I want to tell you something. I just told you what it was. You can believe that. This is no other show. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's how we do it up in here. It's early. Sun ain't even up. But we is.
Yeah, we is.
We are what? We are up?
We are up.
That don't sound right.
That don't even sound right.
But that, yes,
we are up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Shirley, you think that sound better than we is up?
Or we's up?
It's not what I think. It's just what is. Yeah.
That's what we said.
That's what I said. We is up. Man.
We
You mad at her, Graham?
Man, I can't believe you missed that. I don't know how you made it.
Is that really correct, though? We all up?
Yeah. I don't really. We all up. Okay. That sound wrong.
Y'all, it do.
It does.
Kids, stay in
school. Huh?
You listen. Kids, just stay.
It do.
They on the way there now.
Junior said it do.
They on the bus.
It do sound right. I'm just telling
it do.
You.
Yeah, we is up.
It does.
Oh.
A dozen what?
Eight.
Surely.
Good morning, Steve.
What 12 got to do with what we talking about? Man. Hey, do your husband, do you correct your husband?
All the time. All the time.
He got to get tired of that.
Because I done talked to him. Plus, he from Mexico, too. I know been here well. He can't be talking. His English can't be as good as mine. Black and from Mexico. What is he saying? And his name is what?
His name is Ernesto. You know that.
How many black Ernesto. People you know named Ernesto?
That's the only one.
I ain't met nobody else.
Just him.
Mm. Nice guy, though.
Ernesto and Arsenio. Nice. They're the only two black people I know with them names.
With them O's on the end.
With them O's. Yeah.
Galito, Romario, Julio.
Yeah, yeah.
You see where I'm going with this
show? Yes, Roberto. Mm-hmm.
Roberto.
Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good morning, everyone.
Now, well, good morning to you and
good
your
morning.
Country. What's up, Carl?
Hey. Your country.
Hey.
Good morning.
She's a little Joe depressed, too. Hood. Yeah, there. It's a little depression going on in the Farrell household.
Yeah, the Saints. And they should be.
Yeah.
They got, man.
Man.
Beyond anything. I've never seen anything more blatant. What's up, Junior?
Top.
Well, we here. We've had a little language lesson from Shirley today. I guess we all found out we beneath her.
Yeah.
We ain't what we is supposed to be. Are.
Shirley, keep doing you, girl. Save us.
What does we do now?
Oh.
Trying to use the words she gave me.
All right, look, coming up at 32 after
wrong
the hour.
For trying to do right.
Not so obvious signs that you're being cheated on, Steve, or anyone for that matter.
What's
anyone. That? I'm just telling you what we're going to talk about. Not so obvious signs that you're being cheated
not
on.
Not so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Not so obvious.
Inside Something Funny, that's coming up at 32 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, there's an article from a woman's magazine. It's called Not So Obvious Signs You're Being Cheated On. Now, I'm going to read the signs and you comment, okay?
All right,
number one, your relationship started off as an affair.
Well, you mean what you want.
You know, they say once a cheater, always a cheater, so.
Well, I mean, you know, you was in it too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It takes two to have an affair. So,
right.
You know, you in the mess, that's what it is.
Okay, all
you
right.
Now, who mad at that?
No.
You knew what it was when you signed up for it.
Sure did.
So when it continued to be that, what you tripping for?
No. Uh-huh. Here's number two. They regularly accuse you of cheating.
You got to. Best defense is a good offense.
That's right, partner.
Gotta be aggressive.
How's that work, Steve?
Well, you got to have a better offense than a defense, you know. Mm-hmm. So where you been?
Yeah. Before she get it out.
Yeah. No, you come in at 2 a.m. She in the kitchen waiting on you. So where you been? You ask her. She got a house coat on.
Yeah.
Right. You in here with all your clothes on.
All right, number three. I don't like this one. They're taking out a lot of cash.
They leave.
Hell yeah. See, you got to do cash because you need cash when you're taking them out. You can't use your credit card. That's paper trail.
That's right.
What room?
The hotel room.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's cash.
What
too.
You going to do with it, Carl? You got to do it something. Yeah.
School this, me. Okay.
Nah, this is a fair.
Yeah, you got to do it somewhere.
All right,
now.
Here's another dead giveaway, Steve. Number four, they've suddenly got some new sex moves.
Hell yeah, doing things they ain't never had done before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you learn that?
No, you ain't cock-a-doodling. When the hell you start cock-a-doodling?
Dummy. So. All right, number four.
Chew what?
What, Steve?
Shoo, what?
Dave! All right, number five. They're suddenly hypercritical of you.
Oh, everything wrong with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Like what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, for example, you know, you driving in the car, speed limit 70. You doing 69 and a half. That's why we always late.
Oh, mm.
Look at you. Why don't you speed up your drive so slow?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, number six, they're paying more attention to their looks.
Hell yeah. It ain't for you.
Mm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now,
we've been married 25 years. You don't give a damn how I look. You ain't said nothing about how I look since, let me see, 78. Hey, last time you said something about my looks was 78. We was over at Sam and them house at the barbecue. You told me I wasted some sauce on my silk set. That's last time you talked to me about how
silk
I look.
Set.
Wait, some sauce on your silk set?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, that's the last time you talked about how you looked.
Was Junior even born in 78?
I just got here.
All right, these are not so obvious signs that you're being cheated on. Number seven, Steve, they forgot what stories they've told you, so they start off things like, did I tell you this already?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to. It's hard to keep track of all them lies. You can't. But what you got to do is you got to deflect when you don't know the lie. Mm-hmm. Oh, you probably heard me say that already. I ain't gonna go into that.
Now,
what you asking me that for?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I done already told you.
Wow, yeah. The attitude.
Yeah.
That's right. Office. That ain't attitude.
Yeah, okay. Call it what you want. All right, the not-so-obvious signs that you're being cheated on, they're not talking to you as much. They're confiding in you less.
Hell no. We got somebody to talk to. She stay over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she actually listened.
Listened, yeah.
She's actually listening to me.
Wow. Mm. Okay. So
you know, I like talking to people to tell me not to shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time we talk, why don't you shut up? Oh, I got somebody want to hear all of it. I bet you I'll shut the hell up.
You say you want to talk to somebody?
Yeah. I know I can talk to somebody that don't ever say shut up.
Here's another sign you're being cheated on. They keep strict tabs on your schedule.
Hell yeah. Got to know where you at. You can't roll up on me.
Uh-huh.
Where you going to be at 5:30? Oh, yeah, really? What time you leave? 6. Which, why you leaving at 6? Why don't you sit there and enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, baby,
so
come
that's
on
how
now.
It go.
Mm-hmm. Where you at right now? It's 6:05. Where you at?
Oh, he loved me. He called me all the time.
Girl, checking on you. Make sure. Hey, let me know you at the house safe. I'm going to meet you there.
Oh,
what time you going to be home?
Oh, he cares.
Okay. I'll meet you there, baby.
Or dog, I want you to bring some with you when you come home. So call me when you on your way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Pick me up something.
And then you got to ask for something obscure.
Like what?
Oh, we in the hood. Can you bring me a gyro sandwich?
I had to go all the way across town to get that.
I had to drive to Greek town to get that. Well, just, you know, I don't even know where you was at, you know.
All right.
Oh, so you just throw it out there.
Here's another sign that you're being cheated on. They have random new interests, you know, all of a sudden. Hmm.
You know what? The theater is so festive.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Girl, I can't.
The theater.
I'm down in here, you know, and all.
Yeah.
I'm just so crazy, man. Have you ever seen? You ain't never finger painted, baby. Something I always wanted to look into was finger paint.
Change of behavior. Yeah.
I'm going mountain climbing this weekend.
What?
This is my first.
Yeah, me and the fellas, yeah. Thanks, Tom. I'm glad you brought that up. Mountain climbing, yeah. Yeah.
Never been mountain climbing in your life.
You know what I think will be slick? We should get ourselves body painted.
Yeah, you into something real crazy. That's out there, yeah.
Yeah.
What's all this paint love? All
yeah. All right, this is the last not so obvious sign that you're being cheated on. They get irate, Steve, when, you know, if we try to confront you guys, you get irate.
What?
Oh! Hey!
I mean, but what, though?
I just asked you a simple question.
But you always asking me something.
Why are you so upset?
Well, wouldn't you be upset if somebody always asking you something?
Hey, listen, go to SteveHarvey.com.
Go to Steve Harvey. Why don't you just go to hell?
He's so angry.
I'm leaving.
Go to Steve Harvey FM if you want to comment or add to our list, okay?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Coming up next, it is the nephew with Run That Prank Back. I hate you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, the 91st Academy Award nominations are out. Yes, they are. And wow, Chris Brown is free to leave Paris, France. Yeah, after some rape allegations. Those are pretty serious, too. We'll talk about it. But right now, it is the nephew. He is here with Run That Prank Back. What you got, Nev?
We've all done it, Shirley. He left his drawers.
What?
No, we all have.
No, You're out there on that island by yourself. Man.
We all have done it. Oh, ain't nobody on this show ain't ran off and left their drawers. Now, don't tell me.
I ain't never left my drawers. Now, I done had them on backwards, and I done had them on inside out, and I've had one leg in them, and the other leg was just balled up under my zipper. I done had a leg. I had the leg of my boxers sticking up out of my underwear in the front of my shirt. I had tucked my clothes in so fast. I'm standing there, man, looking as fresh as I could. It's 5:18.
But you didn't leave them. Come on, Shirley.
Oh, man, right. Here it is. He left his drawers.
Hello? Yes, Mr.
Yes?
Hey, this is the doorman, Mark, of your building.
Okay.
I have a Mr. in here who is trying to get buzzed up to your unit. Are you at home right now, sir?
No, sir, I'm not. A who?
Yeah, a Mr. Mr. And he wants to be buzzed up. Supposedly, he left some articles in the room or in your unit a couple days ago.
I was out of town a couple of days ago. What day are we talking about?
So what days was you actually in? He said Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
He was there all 3 days? You guys let him into my apartment for 3 days? He was in my place for 3 days?
No, Mr. We don't let anybody in unless someone in the unit allows them to be buzzed up. That's the rules here of the building. So we definitely didn't do anything out of character.
So who let him in? Who buzzed him in then?
Sir, I hate to say it, but I'm assuming your wife must have buzzed him up.
What you mean? My wife was not there 3 days ago. She was on a business trip. She was not at the apartment 3 days ago.
No, sir, your wife was here. I've actually seen your wife come in and out.
Okay, the dude is there right now.
He's downstairs. He's here right now with me, sir.
What did he leave in my place?
Okay, 1 second, Mr. Hang on. What did you actually leave in Mr. apartment? A pair of pants, underwear, and what else? He says he left a pair of pants, some underwear, and a toothbrush, sir. Mr.
Hill, he's there right now. Let me talk to him. Put him on the phone. Let me talk to him.
You know what, Mr. I mean, right now, we're listening to you, and I rate the way you sound. I don't want to put this guy on the phone.
Mark, if you want to keep your job at the building, you go put him on the phone now.
Mr. He's actually leaving out of the building now. He's
What the did you let him leave?
He's walking. I don't know.
I asked you to put him on the phone. What the is your problem? You got video surveillance, right? You got video footage of everybody that comes in and out of the building, right?
Yes, sir. But you know, if nothing occurs, I think we should have footage that goes back at least 2 weeks. So we should be able to pull some things up for you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to get that. And I need it sent over to me right now. I'm at my work email. I need it today. Cause this is some y'all let some in my apartment. And this is some
hang on, Mr.
Like, what kind of nincompoop are you? What kind of imbecile are you?
Hey, sir, Mr. Hang on a second.
What?
All right. Well, please hear me out, sir. Hear me out. We haven't just let someone in. Someone in your unit buzzed someone up. We didn't just let anyone up. Now, I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm assuming your wife buzzed this guy just up. We didn't do that.
You shut the up and get me what I asked you for, and then we're done, okay?
Well, you know, you're saying I have a problem. Maybe you have a problem pleasing your wife, and that's why she's buzzing other people up.
You go to think you're talking to me like that. You punk.
Sir, you're disrespectful to me as well, sir.
No. The disrespectful is you coming and letting people come up in my building that you know is not.
I haven't let anybody up here. I can't stop your wife from doing what she's doing.
You let somebody in my
apartment.
You're taking out on me
what you should be saying to your wife. Somebody that's got a dress up all the time and always buzzing somebody up to the room when you're gone. That's what you need to concerned
Mr.
about.
Mr. Doorman. Mr. F*** you. You f*** mother. You know what? I'm the only around here busting my ass. Take care of down there. I'm over here working right now to pay for that so that your got a job.
Well, you might be handling your there, but evidently you're not handling your business at home. That's why she keep buzzing people off, sir.
You know what? Well, the business I'm going to handle when I get home today is your mother. Well, like, Mr. Doorman.
Your wife has been, hey, sir, you're going to quit calling me the doorman, okay?
You are the mother doorman. What's your mother position? Huh? What the f*** you do for a living?
I'm a doorman.
You open doors. And thank you, Mr. Doorman. Matter of fact, I'm going to stop calling you Mr. Doorman because that's giving you too much respect.
Okay. If you stop Tommy from going up to your room, you'll be fine.
Who the f*** Tommy?
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife got me to prank phone call you.
Y'all crazy. Y'all about to get smoked. Oh, y'all got me my job cussing. He's my job, man. This is not cool, man. You don't know the that was going through my head. She was about to get it. Everybody was about to get it.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, got to be the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Do for what y'all think?
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Oh, it's getting close. That lady the other day. Yeah, it's getting close. That old lady is getting close.
The 89-year-old woman? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adult daycare. Yeah. She was up.
They're going to come up with a technology one day, and while you talking to somebody, pranking them, they're going to be driving to you.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
Oh, that's
my GPS.
Oh, you believe that.
This weekend is Tampa, baby. Tampa weekend, that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all sold out. Laying in the cut is the one and only, we still in Florida, February 22nd, 23rd, 24th, West Palm Beach, Improv. Get your tickets, they on sale, Florida to Florida. That's my beginning. Start in Tampa, then West Palm, and then it just jumps. And I'm rolling. Sooner or later, y'all keep listening. I got an opener, a surprise opener. We don't know when he's coming. But he coming soon. He coming
Uncle
soon.
Steve.
Big. Who's this? Yeah. Uncle Steve?
Who you think?
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news, Academy Award nominations are out, and Chris Brown is free to leave Paris on alleged rape allegations. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and our girl Tracy Ellis announced the nominees for the Academy Awards yesterday. This will be the 91st Academy Awards. Best Picture, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. Okay.
All right, Black Panther.
Yes,
Black
yes,
Klansman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And congratulations.
I like both of them, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if Black Panther don't win everything, what award is this?
This is Best Picture. This
for
is
what a, for what award show?
Academy Awards. Oscars.
Oh, they don't win Oscars. I ain't watching it no way because Kevin ain't on.
Yeah, this is the first time a superhero.
So did they have a host?
No.
Couldn't
hostless.
Get one, could you?
Hostless.
You done righteously, pompously just got yourself out of host. Because don't nobody want to sign up for the scrutiny.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Celebrities don't want to sign up for the scrutiny, the backlash, because guess what? It's a no-win gig. Mm-hmm. Even if you kill at the Oscars, what happened? It don't do nothing for your career. All you can do is mess up and they can talk about you. That's all. It's a no-win gig, man. Rock killed it. Nothing happened for him.
Yeah.
Ellen killed it. Nothing happened for Ellen. Now they done messed up. Now they so self-righteous and pompous. Now, since you're so politically correct, now you can't get nobody to host your little ragged-ass show.
Steve.
No, for real, man. That's what happened. You should have let Kevin do it.
Well, let's please say congratulations to Spike Lee, because he got his very, very first Best Director nomination for Black Klansman. So congratulations, Spike Lee.
Time.
So deservingly. I mean, he's been here for so long directing great movies, and this is the first time he's been recognized for the Best Director nomination. Congratulations for Black Klansman.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Best Supporting Actress. She was a guest on our show just last week. Regina King. Last Thursday.
Our girl.
Mm-hmm. Best Supporting Actor. Love him so much. Mahershala Ali.
Yes.
That boy from right Green there. Book. Who just won the Steve Harvey Blue Cheese Award last week.
All right. Did now. All right, all right now. Yeah.
Yes. Y'all gonna start announcing this award on this radio.
Well, let us know.
Well, tell us. Yeah.
That's what you gonna do.
Yes, let us know. Mm-hmm.
That's what you gonna do on this show.
Yes, sir.
What they gonna do, Big Dog?
They're gonna start announcing these blue cheese awards.
Yes.
You just sitting up
like
here.
Like they don't see it. Come on here discussing everything that happened on the damn Housewives.
What you ain't gonna do is just be on Reality Update. What's up?
I'm his Reality Update. Oh. Blue Cheese Award gets on there from now on.
Yes, okay, sir. So congratulations to Mahershala Ali again for the Blue Cheese Award. Black Panther became the first comic-based film to be nominated for Best Picture. That's great news. Now, Ryan Coogler did not get nominated for Best Director.
I'm a little salty about that.
Yeah.
For who? What'd he do?
For Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
The brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, Bradley Cooper didn't. There was so much buzz about him for A Star Is Born. Huh?
He didn't get it.
Mm-mm. Chadwick Boseman.
It's political.
Michael B. Jordan. They should have got nominated. Yeah, yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, they didn't get nominated.
They didn't get nominated.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
They didn't see Creed 2.
Oh, wasn't that good?
Man.
Oh, that was so good.
But Michael B. Jordan for Black Panther.
I ain't seen Creed.
Yeah, Killmonger. He was excellent in that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Academy Awards, Steve, in case you're interested, Sunday, February 24th on ABC.
Oh, yeah. But you ain't put Kevin on that. Yeah, you ain't got no host. I already didn't watch it.
Who could they steal it for you?
Oh, yeah, we were so happy for Kevin because he said that was on one of his dreams to host the Oscars. Well, in other news, this is pretty serious. Chris Brown is now free to leave France after being detained in Paris on Tuesday due to his alleged involvement in a sexual assault at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. Chris and two entourage members were released, but it appears that Chris Brown isn't out of the woods just yet. TMZ is reporting that the investigations, which are not closed at this stage, will continue under the authority of the Paris Prosecutor's Office. Chris Brown posted a statement to Instagram firmly declaring his innocence. He shared a graphic that says, "This be lying." Yeah.
B word.
This B word is lying. Yeah. In the caption, he wrote, "I want to make it perfectly clear. This is false and a whole lot of crap. Never for my daughter and my family. This is so disrespectful and it is against my character and morals." So there you go. Chris Brown's word.
I mean, rape is such a vicious
accusation,
man. It's viciously ugly. And now if you did it, you did it. But I got to tell you something. I don't see him. If they had the proof and goods, he ain't. You don't get your passport back, partner.
Yeah.
That's not how that works. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that to be the case at all. When they have you and they got the goods on you, they hold your passport, partner. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go where you want to go. It will not be with this passport.
Wow.
You can drive around pass, but your ass ain't finna fly out. And so I think that, you know, hopefully, man, this backs up, you know, because
hopefully it's false.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's an ugly accusation.
It really is.
Here's the problem. If it's not true, what happens to the person who lays the false claim? You know what they get to do?
Nothing.
They get to go home.
Yep.
See, man, if it's false and you do something this vile to, now if you're guilty, that's the vilest crime out there. That and child molestation. Mm-hmm. Two of the vilest crimes you have to pay. If you falsely accuse somebody of that vile crime and it's not true, that should be a penalty for you. Can't do that to a person, man.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Cardi B is tired of these conservative political commentators. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Cardi B says she is tired of the peanut gallery weighing in on her appearance in the City Girls twerk video after she put conservative political commentator Tommy Lauren in her place and clapped back, leave me alone, I will dog walk you.
Now, yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
She clapped back on her.
Okay, what's dog walk, y'all?
I guess dragging her by
just
the hair.
Drag?
Yeah.
What, a collar?
Literally dragging her. Not.
I ain't seen the video. Figurative. Is it out?
The twerk video?
It's just a music video. It's just a music video. And these political conservative commentators, you know, because Cardi B talked about the government shutdown. So now they keep coming for her and saying, well, you're doing this and this isn't positive. You know, they're just trying to attack her and everything that she does.
What does a twerk video have to do with the government shutdown? Really?
I don't know, but do anybody know when we get the video?
What do you want Cardi B to do?
Yeah. She can have an opinion on the government shutdown.
She can talk. Yeah.
You can't have everybody up to your...
Just because she's in a twerk video, she can't comment on the government shutdown? Get out of here.
She can do what she want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
I need to see this video, Shirley. I'm not really concerned about who she's politically involved with, but this twerk video seems to be the most important thing I got.
Yeah, okay.
All right, now conservative commentator Stephanie Hamill came for Cardi. Hamill wondered what the values Cardi was presenting in the videos were. Cardi B didn't appreciate the slut-shaming implications, so she wrote back, "It says to women that I can wear and not wear whatever I want, do what I want, and that no still means no." So Stephanie chimed in, "If I twerk and I'm half naked, does that mean I deserve to get raped and molested? I want to know what a conservative woman like you thinks." Cardi also weighed in on the growing trend of harassment after she started getting more political. "All these conservatives been harassing me and telling me the most disgusting things these past few days," Cardi says. "Listen, I'm not telling you all to be liberal. All I'm saying is to admit that your president is effing up this country right now." Liberal or conservative, we all suffer as citizens. Very true.
Yeah, I can't hear none of them words watching this video.
I didn't see that.
I'm on her Instagram. It's got 16 million views.
Y'all got it.
But she can. I don't care what video she does. She can say what she wants.
She can say what she wants.
Freedom of speech,
listen to me.
Free country,
the president
all of that.
Has had a Playboy bunny in his home, where his wife and family live. Yeah. The president has paid $130,000, known to a porn star. Y'all ain't seen, this ain't even all of it.
Yeah,
you
said that before he even got into office.
Billionaire Playboy, man. Y'all, come on. This dude's road work is long.
Wow. Coming up at 34 after the hour, we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about Adrian Bronner and the Pacquiao fight, Steve. All right?
I want y'all to stay tuned. I have the best thing you've heard.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we talked all about this controversy regarding the Super Bowl yesterday, but we didn't get a chance to ask you what did you think about the fight between Adrian Bronner and Manny Pacquiao. Adrian thought he beat Pacquiao. Take a listen to this.
But listen to me. Mm-hmm. He was the only one who thought he beat Pacquiao. maybe his sister. It's no way you could have thought that you beat this dude. Mm-hmm. It just ain't no way, man. It just wasn't. I'm sorry. But this was his reaction after the fight.
Here we go.
What did you think about the fight?
I beat him. Everybody out there know I beat him. I controlled the fight. He was missing. I hit him clean more times. I beat him.
You averaged 8 punches. Less than 8 punches was the most punches that you had in the round, and it seemed as though you couldn't get
it
close enough.
It already sounded like you was against me, so I already ain't got a fair shake talking to you. But let me talk some. Let me let y'all know. I want to thank the whole hood who came out here. I love y'all. I did this for the hood. Y'all know I beat that boy. What they trying to do is get that money again with Pacquiao and Floyd. But it's cool. I ain't worrying about it. I'm still that man. I'm on top. Cincinnati, stand up. West Side. 2-5.
You're 3-3-1 in your last 7 fights. What will you do next?
Hey, I'm 3-3-1 my last 7, but I'll be 7-0 against you.
Well, that wouldn't mean much. That's the end of this interview.
I love that dude, man. I love that. What's his name? That's not Jim Lampley. What's his name? Gray, John Gray. What is his name?
It might be Jim Gray.
Jim Gray. Yeah. He's a really good guy.
Yeah.
Now, what I was online and my son gave me the Instagram, sent me this thing by John Hunt, who does voiceovers. Mm-hmm. It says on his Instagram page, John_Hunt2743. Mm-hmm. And I saw this video that he posted. And on his video, he said that if Adrian Bonner would have said it like this, we would have believed him, meaning that if he'd have sounded like he was crying, we would have believed it better. Here's the voiceover from this young cat named John Hunt, who I'm looking for right now. This is his voiceover.
What you think about the fight? Everybody out there know I beat it. Everybody out there know I beat it. I control the fight. He was missing. I hit him clean one time. I beat him.
You averaged 8 punches. Less than 8 punches was the most punches that you had in the round, and it seemed as though you couldn't get...
It already sounded like you was against me. So I already ain't got frustration too. But let me talk something. Let me let y'all know. I want to thank the whole hood that came out here. I love y'all. I did this for the hood. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. What they trying to do is try to get that money again. We packing y'all and I'm Floyd. But it's cool. I ain't worrying about it. Steal that. Man, I'm on top.
She's in
there
standing up.
What's that?
Hey, man. I never heard it. If y'all want to see the video, I'm going to put it on Steve Harvey FM.
Okay.
So y'all can go to Steve Harvey FM right now and check it out.
What's his name again?
His name is John_Hunt.
Oh, man.
2743. Y'all follow this little dude. He funny, man. I'm looking for him right now. Hey, John Hunt.
That's too funny.
So what I did was I posted on his site. I said, man, this is what I wrote to him. I said, hey, man, this is the best voiceover I've ever seen or heard in my life. I'm hollering. He took a screenshot of it and reposted it on his site. And all the people, man, Steve Harvey, notice you, man. You finna make it. Well, John Hunt, I'm looking for you, man. Wherever John Hunt is, you come find me. I got my son looking for you right now. I don't know how to catch you. This ain't what I do. But wherever you at, you find Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey looking for you, John Hunt. You's a bad boy.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
See, you already against me.
And with the nephew's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. And boy, oh boy, this is my subject for today. So you're the only one that can cheat? Yeah. All right. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Neff, what you got?
Dumb it down.
No.
Dumb it down. Okay. 14, 15 years old. Dumb it down. You don't get to go on spring break. You got to come on in.
Wow. Ooh.
You can't call people by their keys.
No. I thought you knew.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Keisha, please.
Speaking. Who is this?
Hi, Keisha. This is Mr. Roland Barnes, assistant principal here at Academy, where your daughter Aisha goes.
Yes. What's going on? Is everything okay?
Everything is kind of, let me be honest. It's not good right now. I wanted to call and actually have a private conversation with you about Aisha.
Oh, God. All right. Tell me. What's going on? What's going on with Aisha?
Well, as you know, spring break is going to be coming up in March. You do know that, right?
Yes, I'm aware of that. Okay. She's looking forward to the trip.
Well, we have a bit of an issue here. I have done some research, and I'm looking at all of the kids and how they're doing, how well they're doing with their schoolwork. And Aisha doesn't seem to be doing well as she should be, living up to the expectations of the academy. And what we're going to have to do this spring break is Aisha will not be allowed to take a spring break with the rest of the kids. We're going to need her to come into school. And there's several kids that are not going to be able to go on spring break, and Aisha happens to be one of them. There's at least 40 to 50 kids that will be coming to school that entire week that spring break is. Most of the kids are out on spring break.
You have to be mistaken. I mean, my daughter's a straight-A student.
You sure?
You got the right Aisha? You can't.
She is actually the only Aisha at the academy, ma'am. And I've looked at her grades in the past. She's had some wonderful grades in the past. I don't know what's taking place this semester that she just seems to have dropped the ball. And what we want to do is, you know, keep these kids focused. As you know, you have to be accepted to be here at this particular school. So, you know, it leaves me no other outlet but to have her come in, and we're going to buckle down and try to get them back on track. So I wanted to personally give you a call and let you know what's going on with Aisha here at the academy. And This is absolutely terrible.
I mean, we are here already in January, and I'm getting a call that my daughter's not doing good, and now you're going to tell me that she can't go on a spring break trip in March? As far as I'm concerned, my daughter, straight A, she's an amazing student. She does really hard work. She always looks forward to going to school, and I get a call today that she can't go in March?
Well, I'm sorry.
You've got to be kidding me.
You're saying going somewhere, a trip, or are you scheduled
she's
to
going
to
on a trip.
Of...
I'm not going anywhere. She's going on a trip. I'm giving her full permission to go on a trip.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I'm requesting that she's at school. So I don't know if your trip costs you a lot of money or if you can get a refund, but I'm calling you, letting you know I need her there on March 11th in the classroom so we can buckle down and try to get her back on track.
No, well, I'm telling you, I paid for the trip, and she's going on the trip. I'm sorry.
I don't appreciate this
phone call because it's so late in the game. I'm sorry. She's going on a trip.
No, Ms. Keisha, she's not going on a trip. She is actually going to be coming into school, and she'll be there on March 11th from Monday through Friday. Now,
I don't know who you're talking to. That's my child. I'm telling her she's going on a trip.
But she's your child, but she's my student. And right now, all of my students are going to be that are not doing well in their classes are going to be there during spring break, and they're going to get their business together.
No, no, no. You don't yell at me like you're reprimanding me like I'm a child. Okay?
I'm telling you now,
she's going on a trip.
No, she's not going on a trip, and you're telling me what you're trying to override my position, and that's what's not going to happen. She has to be there. You might as well start looking for a refund because she's not going to not be there. So I need her there Monday through Friday of spring break so we can get her back on course.
Listen, I don't know who the f*** you think you're talking to. I have the ultimate position over even you. That's my daughter. That's my daughter. I get to tell you what I'm doing with her, and she's going on that trip. You're out of your mind if you think you're
going
to tell me not send my daughter on the trip. Sorry. Not happening.
I'm telling you right now, she's not going on a trip. No, she's not. I'm going to speak with Aisha tomorrow and let her know.
You're not going to tell my daughter a damn thing.
I'm telling her she's not going on a spring break trip. You know why? Because her grades, they're not up to par. She needs to be more concerned about her grades and not going and hanging out and lollygagging around wherever you're sending her. No, it's not happening. I want all of my students with passing grades. I'm a 100% assistant principal, and all my kids pass.
What, are you trying to convince yourself that you're important or something? Give me a break. You sound like a baby. My daughter is going on the trip, and that's final. You hear me?
Okay. You know what? I'll speak with Aisha tomorrow morning at school.
No, you're not.
Yes, I will. Now, here's the deal. I'll leave you this, Ms. Keisha. If Aisha does not show up Monday through Friday of spring break, then maybe you're going to have to find Aisha another school.
You're threatening me now? You're threatening me. You're threatening to, what, kick my daughter out of school because of a spring break?
If your daughter is not here doing spring break Monday through Friday, then she's going
to get the out of here. Please. I'd like to see you try that. Give me a break.
Ms. Keisha, I think this conversation is over. My next conversation will be with Aisha.
Guess what? She's going on spring break. She's staying in the school. If you do something about it, I will have people picketing outside your school. You're talking about nonsense. My daughter does great in school, and she's going on a trip, and that's it.
Aisha will be in school Monday through Friday, during spring break,
Who are you talking to? Who are you yelling at like that? Are you mine? I swear to God, if I was over there, I'd kick your ass. What the is wrong with you? Yo, you're out of control.
Help your daughter with her
up. Who the f*** are you talking to?
You know what Aisha told me about you? Do you know what Aisha told me about you?
Tell me, what did she tell you?
She told me the prank phone called you. This is Nephew Tommy. from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Keisha,
oh, my God.
Keisha, your daughter, Aisha, got, she got me.
You're giving me high blood pressure over here. Oh, my God.
Are you good? You all right, baby girl?
Yep. That's awesome. Oh, my God. I was really going to go over there and f*** you up. I can't believe this. My God.
Okay. I got to ask you something, Miss Keisha. What
yeah,
is
go
the
for
baddest,
it.
And I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
Without a doubt, Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, dumb it down.
Tommy. How do you do that?
That's dirty, dog.
Is that dirty?
Yeah,
yeah dirty. It is.
You know it's dirty.
Well, then mission accomplished. Thank you. That's all I need to hear. That's all I need to hear, baby. Mission accomplished. Nephew trying to do it, baby. It's 2019. I'm coming at y'all hard.
Yeah.
Wait till y'all hear.
Doing oh. Like that.
Tomorrow, when y'all hear this one, I made it through with my W's. It was difficult, but I made it through. Tomorrow, y'all gonna hear
what?
The wall workers.
The what?
The wall workers. Woo! The wall workers.
It's wall workers.
Wall workers. Not the mall workers.
Right.
The wall workers. Wall workers. The wall workers. Tomorrow. Check it out. I try not to say it during the prank.
You're not going to say anything, Steve. You're just going to be quiet over there.
I don't give a damn.
All right, listen. Thank you, Nephew. Up next is my strawberry letter for today. The subject, so you're the only one that can cheat? All right, we'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for today's strawberry letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to do this one. Go ahead.
Let's go. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject, so you're the only one that can cheat? Dear Stephen Shirley, I have known my partner for 5 years and we have a child together. In the beginning, my partner cheated on me multiple times and I was very hurt, but I loved him and wanted to move forward with the relationship. Everything was fine for 4 years and then our relationship got stale and we started arguing a lot. So we mutually decided to take a break from each other for a little while. We talked about dating other people while we were on our break, and we decided that seeing other people was not our primary focus for the breakup. The breakup was for us to work on ourselves and then come back together to be a real family. Well, not long after the breakup, I had sex with an old friend. I told my ex about it because I felt like open communication was beneficial for us. It did not go as planned, and now he is furious with me. He said this was the worst thing I could have done to him. I understand that he was hurt, but how could he be this mad about it? I forgave him for cheating on me numerous times, but he said he does not want anything to do with me ever again. He says, besides us doing the necessary things for our child, I am dead to him. This is an awful double standard. I am not a cheater. This happened after we broke up. I'm sure he has had sex since our breakup, but there is nothing I can do about it. So why can't he forgive me? Am I wrong? Stephen Shirley, please help me figure this out. You might think this is an awful double standard, like you say, but nonetheless, it is a double standard. We just simply can't do what they do. It's some sort of unwritten rule. We forgive, we take them back and all that, but very, very, very rarely do they take us back after cheating. Okay, very rarely. And for you to so boldly sit him down and tell him that you cheated and expect him to take you back because you took him back when he, it just doesn't work like that. So you know, now you can, that's how it goes, okay? You want us to help you figure it out? That's what it is. We can't do what they do. We just can't. Since for as long as we can remember, that's been the double standard. So you got to face the music. I'm sorry. This relationship is pretty much over. Yeah, you guys were broken up and all of that, you know. So technically, you would think that since you're technically broken up, that you could go on out there and do that. But nope, it just doesn't work like that. If you did it, you shouldn't have told him you did it. I know, you know, you want to be honest and all of that, but he's just not going to take it well, as you can see. This man said you're dead to him. You're dead to him, all right? He says he doesn't want to have anything to do with you ever again. So, I mean, what more do you need? It doesn't sound like he's taking you back. It doesn't sound like there's anything you can do to get him to take you back. I suggest you know, you look at this like what it is. You guys have broken up for good, and like he said, figure out a way to take care of the kid together, co-parenting and all of that, because it doesn't look like he's going to take you back anytime soon. You're going to have to move on. Steve?
Well, I counted almost 22 lines in this letter. Exactly, almost exactly halfway through, we find out what's wrong.
Yes.
I'm talking about exactly halfway. Doggone it, line 11. It's about 22 lines in this letter, just about maybe 23. But exactly at line 11, halfway through your typing, we find out what's wrong. You've known your partner for 5 years. Y'all got a child together. In the beginning, your partner cheated on you several times. You was hurt. But I loved him and I wanted to move forward. Everything was fine for 4 years, then our relationship got stale. We started arguing a lot. We decided to take a break from each other for a little while. We talked about dating other people while we were on our break, and we decided that seeing other people was not our primary focus of the breakup, that the breakup was for us to work on ourselves and come back together and be a real family. Ready, break. That's the play we running. Ready, break on three. One, two, three, break. Well, not long after the breakup, I had sex with an old friend. We're on line 11 now. I had sex with an old friend. And I understand, sister. I really do. You're on a break. You know, it's been arguing, strain on the relationship, tension. Nothing better for tension than a tension breaker. So you broke the tension with an old friend, had sex with him. Everything was okay. I ain't even gonna lie to you, good. Right after you had sex with him, I told my ex about it because I felt like open communication was beneficial for us.
Wow.
You stupid. Let's just be real. This is the stupidest thing you could have done. Listen, ladies, let me help y'all understand something with me. Don't do that.
Say it again.
Don't do that. Don't come to us with this speech right here. You know, well, I told my ex cause I felt like open communication was beneficial to us. What? You told him? What? You had sex with an old friend? He didn't find out. You told him? God, you stupid. You stupid on so many levels. And see, ladies, y'all listening to this. This is when you have to lie. Men been doing this since the beginning of the time. This ain't the time for the truth. Mm-mm. This the time for a lie. Who don't see this appropriate lying time?
I certainly see it.
Oh, Jesus. And Shirley don't even like lying. I ain't got no problem with it. I'd have snapped it off so fast. Have you seen anybody? Nope, nobody. What about your old friend? Don't have
nope.
This ain't no pressure lie here.
All my friends died.
All right. Yeah. We're going to come back and have part two of Steve's response at 23 after the hour. The subject for today's letter is, so you think you're the only one that can cheat? Part two of Steve's response coming up 23 after, cheat. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let's recap today's letter, Steve. This is crazy.
Real simple recap. Lady, been with a man 5 years. They got a baby. He cheated on her several times, but she worked it out. Then 4 years later, they started arguing all the time. They decided to take a break from each other and decided that they would not have date outside, just get some time for them to be, learn themselves and come back together as a real family. While they was on the break, crazy here had sex with an old friend of hers. And I call her crazy because right after she had sex with the old friend, her crazy ass went there and told this fool. And in her reasoning was because, and listen to this, because I felt like open communication was beneficial for us.
What?
Next stage. See, three statements in a row. Watch this one. I had sex with an old friend. That's a crazy statement. I wouldn't even type that.
That's two in a row.
Yeah, I'm not calling strawberry letter. I'm not going to have therapy, nothing. I'm going to take this to my grave. But guess what she did after she had sex? She told her boyfriend about it. That was stupid. Here go the third stupid thing, because I felt like open communication was beneficial for us. That was stupid. This the next stupid thing. It did not go as planned.
You bet
you
it
think?
Did.
You think? Here go another obvious, and now he furious with me. Really?
Yeah.
Wonder what? Cause you ran in that run in your mouth. He said it was the worst thing I could have done to him. That's the truth. You can do a lot of things to us, lady. What you cannot do,
nope.
You can't break off that cookie and give it to nobody else.
And
I don't give a damn what
tell
I
you about
did.
It.
Don't
take that nowhere else.
I don't know. I'm just trying to use extreme things I could have did to make you try to get back at me.
Oh,
I could whip your little brother's ass in front of y'all at Thanksgiving. Don't take this cookie, break off a piece, and give it to nobody. He said that's the worst thing you could have done to him.
She's dead to him, Steve.
But she said, I understand he hurt.
No, you don't.
No, she really don't.
Here come another stupid statement. But how come he this mad about it?
What?
We talking about cookie.
What are you crazy? I forgave him for cheating on me numerous times, but he said he don't want anything to do with me ever again. He said besides us doing necessary things for our child, I am dead to him.
Whoa.
He threw. Trust me.
Yeah. When a man tell you that, ain't no coming back from that. You know why? Because we not Jesus. Only Jesus raised the dead. We don't raise dead people. We don't walk on water. And we sure ain't got no two fish feeding 5,000 people. I get two pieces of fish at Long John when I go.
And still be hungry.
And still be hungry. Yeah. Be trying to eat them crumbs out that corner of that box.
Them hush puppies in your mouth.
I'm just trying to tell you, you ain't dating Christ, so I don't know what you expect to happen. We don't do miracles.
Oh, my God.
Once you dead funny. To us, you dead.
Yeah.
And you ain't Lazarus.
It's over.
This ain't Easter. You get to roll the stone away, you come back on the third day, you ain't coming back. This is an awful double standard. And it's a double standard that he didn't create. This double standard, like Shirley said, been going on since the beginning of time. I'm not a cheater. This happened after we broke up. What? Y'all broke up, y'all said y'all wasn't gonna see nobody.
soon as y'all break up, you going to sleep with an old friend. You just said y'all wasn't going to see nobody.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing I could do about it.
Take care of the baby.
So why can't he forgive me? Because he a man. And we trip like that.
Yeah.
Because we ain't made right. We ain't rap tight.
What?
That's the way it is.
Finally admit it.
Am I wrong? No, you not wrong for feeling what you feeling. But he ain't wrong either. And there lies the problem. And I don't know why you still typing, because you're supposed to be dead. I thought the letter would have been over right after she said, I'm dead to him. I don't know what ghost typed the rest of this. So why can't he forgive me? Because he a man. Am I wrong? No, you ain't wrong. Stephen Shirley, please help me figure this out. There ain't nothing to figure.
Done.
You ain't got to figure nothing because you dead.
Dead people don't figure.
Dead people don't figure. This ain't hidden figures. You can't figure nothing out. Just go on and go to heaven. Ask for forgiveness and go on and go to heaven. You is dead to me.
Oh, God, Steve.
Now,
man.
Sitting up in here.
Stupid.
Yeah, wrong, your dude. Crazy self. This ignorant letter. It's all could have been avoided with just a lie. What y'all always talking about, you would rather know the truth. Well, we don't. That's y'all. You ain't never heard a man say, well, I'd rather know the truth. You ain't never heard
you
us
really
say,
you really haven't.
We'd rather keep a secret, hell. I got some. There's some things I done did in my 62 years that's going to the grave.
Okay. Yeah.
To the grave.
Yes. Exposed to.
It's going.
Yeah.
We're not finna bring this up. I've asked the Lord for forgiveness. He gave it to me. I'm not explaining sitting on nobody's couch. You ain't write nothing on no legal pad. Write if you want to. I swear to God, I'll kill you. I done already killed this lady, and then let I kill you too.
See, this is not about you. May I remind
it
you?
It is if you try to repeat some of the stuff I done before I die. I don't even want nobody. I don't even want to open casket when I die. To put a picture, a happy picture of me, and shut this thing down. For somebody get to figure, there go his ass right there.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in 10 minutes, Steve's health and wellness segment, sponsored by D Herbs. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome to our wellness edition of the show. We have a wellness segment where we try to offer to our listeners just bits of advice, man, to kind of help y'all just get healthy, stay healthy. It's a new year. Let's get at it. Now, this is a good thing to talk about, because how many of you this year have made a New Year's resolution to lose a little weight, eat a little bit better, or go and get back in shape? Well, if you're like most of us, you've already started backsliding. But we got a way to get you back on track. Our good buddy A.D. Dolphin is back to tell us about the D-Herb Full Body Cleanse to help us get back to a healthier lifestyle in the new year. Welcome back to the show, my buddy A.D. Dolphin.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, A.D.
What's up, A.D.?
Good morning.
Hey.
What's up, man? Hey, A.D., Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Well, we know, like Steve said, about 80% of Americans, let's just put a number on it, make New Year's resolutions, but they don't keep them. So please tell us how the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help us get clean and lean for 2019. You know how we want to do it this year.
That is no problem. Well, first of all, let's just talk about New Year's resolutions in general. Mm-hmm. Most people have already quit and failed by February 1st.
Wow.
Really?
96% of them have already given up on their dream to lose weight or any other resolution that's going on.
96%?
96% have already given up.
Damn.
So when you're talking about weight loss and what can the cleanse do for you, you're talking about, when people think of cleansing, they think they're going to starve themselves, that they're going to drink some weird concoction. The D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse is nothing like that. It's going to clean out all your major eliminative channels. And you can eat as many fresh fruits and vegetables as your heart desires. The cleanse focuses on your entire body, not just your eliminative channels. Everything. That's your gallbladder, your heart, your liver, your colon, your spleen, your lungs, your kidneys, your adrenal glands, your blood, and your skin. It's going to help you flush out all the impurities in those particular areas.
What is
your body.
what is it that helps them flush out all this stuff?
You know what? It's the power of the herbs and the fact that you have to change your diet. You can't eat the same diet that gave you the notion to cleanse during your cleanse. You got
Hold on. You need to say that again. Mm-hmm. You can't eat the same diet that gave you the notion to cleanse.
There you go. You have to make a dietary change. That's the reason why you're in that situation. So you got to make a change. And if you follow that cleanse to a T, you're talking about health benefits ranging from weight loss between 10 to 30 pounds, a huge boost in energy, stronger immune system, clearer skin, be able to focus and concentrate a lot better.
Now, AD,
and also improved upon sex drive.
I watched somebody do it. Kia?
Yes, sir.
Didn't you just do it?
I did it, Unc.
Tell me your results.
I dropped, no lie, in 20 days, I dropped 22 pounds.
That's right.
Wow, that's like...
I was 210 when I started. I finished at 187, man. Wow.
Your little fat
good.
Ass was 210?
Yeah. Yeah,
Steve.
You knew that because you called me that.
Hell, I'm trying to get to 215. I'm 6'2".
But you called me little fat ass when I was taking
it. I'm sorry. I didn't. I was just trying to,
motivate.
Implore you to greatness.
Well, you did that. You look great.
Fat ass usually gets me in the gym.
Well, AD, you can tell us that the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse is different than other cleanses and diets because what?
Well, number one, think about our formulas. They're 100% natural down to the capsules themselves. So you're talking about all the particular herbs that's going to benefit your body and motivate your body to work harder for you, to provide you the energy that you need so you can lose this weight, so you can get that weight off. It's going to take your health to a new level. A lot of times we don't understand we're actually eating our way into sickness. And we're choosing to do it, and we have to learn to eat our way out of it. And that's where the cleanse plan is really going to truly come into play.
Okay. All right. Now, speaking of sickness, for our listeners that are struggling, like Jay, of course, one of our co-hosts, Jay Anthony Brown,
okay.
Struggling with diabetes. And then, you know, some of our listeners have high blood pressure.
Right.
And are you recommending the D-Herbs Full Body
Man,
Cleanse to them?
100%. Mm-hmm. 90% of all diseases today are diet related.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned before, we're eating our way into that. And God hasn't forsaken us. The same way you got there is the same way you're going to get out. You can eat your way out of your
wow.
situation. You just got to make healthier choices.
Wow.
And the cleanse will give you the plan and put everything in place so you can do so. So you can change
AD,
your lifestyle
you
for the future.
Just tell me, man. Can I ask you something? Any cleanse that make
you
taller?
No.
Anything? Just
I got it. AD. They ain't a damn thing out there for you.
No. Shut up, Unc.
They ain't a damn thing out there for you.
No,
Mr. AD, I'm trying to get to 6 foot. I'm 5'9".
That ain't gonna happen,
man.
Not in this light.
Why are you laughing,
50? 50, you shrinking as we speak.
What?
You probably ain't even 5'9" and a half no more.
He's like, he want to get taller. Oh, man, you got to go 50. See the wizard.
Shut up,
yeah.
Junior.
Amazing product, but it hasn't quite figured out how to make people grow just yet.
Now, Tommy.
I can't stand
now, Tommy,
on the cabbage
now, Tommy,
or nothing.
No, what it can do. It's the AD Dolphin, the D-Herbs Cleanse, can make you tremor and give you a more
you
elongated
go.
Appearance.
Because
right now, part of your problem is your stomach.
Sure, you know. Go ahead. I don't need all that.
Well, the thing I like best about the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse is, like you say, AD, you can eat fresh fruits and vegetables and raw nuts
right.
On the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse.
As much as you like.
Mm-hmm, as much as you like. So there. Listen up. We've all done the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse. We love it. You will lose weight. You heard Junior say he lost like 20 pounds in 21
yeah.
days.
There
yeah.
you go.
And here the crazy part is I'm a pescatarian.
Oh, yeah.
First
See?
Day. Today.
Oh, really? Today?
When you change you changing go. My diet.
Wow.
You a Presbyterian?
When you change your faith, man.
What is he, a Presbyterian?
I'm only eating fish
and chicken. Yeah. So to get everybody started, we're going to tell them to go to dherbs.com right now. That is dherbs.com. And enter promo code Steve at checkout for a real nice discount, okay? That's dherbs.com, promo code Steve, or you can call 866-4-D-HERBS. That's 866-4-D-HERBS. AD, we love you so much. Thank you for keeping us healthy and just, you know, for giving us love like you always do. We appreciate it so much.
You guys have a wonderful morning.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, the Democrats are getting pretty vocal these days. They're no longer holding back. They're not holding back anymore, okay? Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib made headlines for saying impeach the MF at the private event. Remember that?
She did.
Yeah. That was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Senator Bernie Sanders just out and out called President Trump a racist at a town hall meeting in South Carolina. Take a listen to this.
It gives me no pleasure to tell you that we now have a president of the United States who is a racist. We have a president of the United States who has done something that no other president in modern history has done. What a president is supposed to do is to bring us together. And we have a president intentionally, purposely, is trying to divide us up by the color of our skin, by our gender, by the country we came from, by our religion.
Wow.
Oh, man.
It gives me no great pleasure.
They're going on and saying it, man. Okay, that's how I tell.
No. But he's saying us, though. That's...
They ain't holding back, man. Uh-huh. They have had it.
All right. And then, Steve, New York Democrat representative there, Hakeem Jeffries, has called the president the Grand Wizard. Did you hear this? And the Grand Wizard of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Now, let me say this about that type of rhetoric. It's only going to stir up his base and create for It's just going to create non-forward progress. Look, we know what the man is. Ain't no need of labeling him the Grand Wizard of all this here. We just need to move forward. We got business to take care of in 2020. We don't need no more name calling and labels. We got it. He's told more lies than anybody to ever come into the White House. You can fact check him at thousands of lies in 2 years. Thousands, not hundreds, thousands. So now, calling them names, ain't no need of giving them that. You know, ain't no need of talking about we need to impeach this MF. You know, we got to stay at a level. We have business to take care of in 2020. What the Democrats need to do, or independents or whatever, is find the candidate that they're going to get behind. Right now, it's just a crowded field.
It's just out there
now, because you better believe Bloomberg is up there. You better believe Biden is up there. Bernie Sanders is out there. Beto O'Rourke is out there.
Elizabeth Warren
is out there. They got four women with Kamala that then joined into the fray. Booker is on the outskirts looming. It's too many people right now. We got to get this figured out, because right now what it looks like we're going to have is the same circus that the Republicans had. And history repeats itself. And if we're not smart here and we don't get smart, we'll stop all this name calling of the president. We know what he is.
Yeah.
We know what he's done. We got to get ourselves organized. What ended up happening, they spent all their time hating Obama. You looked up on stage and it was 16 candidates at a damn debate. 16. And you know what? Something crept through the cracks, because they did not prepare a qualified candidate that they could get behind. The Democrats are doing the exact same thing, y'all. They so busy hating Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer, so busy hating him, let's stop the wall, that we're not thinking. We got to get a candidate and get behind one or two people and turn this into a four-man race. Because we're going to look up, we're going to have 16 people up there. And 16 split up. The party can't be fractioned in the 16th and then expect it to all come together for one person in November of 2020. We will never pull it off. I've been in this party a long time. We don't fight the way Republicans fight. The Republicans would do anything to win. We won't.
All right.
Okay, now listen to me. Listen to me. Whenever you stoop to the level that they've been on, now, radical, calling the man the Grand Wizard, I don't agree with, and I'm going to tell you why I don't agree with it. We know what he is. But see, the name calling, I'm going to impeach the MF, the Grand Wizard of Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a great little slogan talk if you're in the backyard at a barbecue. But what happens is, and watch what they do, the Republican Party, the GOP, the moment you stoop to a level, now the president has been saying stuff far worse than that.
Crazy stuff.
He has called whole countries S-holes. Mm-hmm. And the people in them have all been black. Mm-hmm. Africa is a black nation. Haiti is a black nation. This continent is predominantly black. So now when you say that's an S-hole, you're talking about a lot of African black people. So now he said far worse than that. But when you stoop to that level, these politicians and speakers out here, what it does is it causes the Republican Party, the Conservative Party, the GOP, to all of a sudden put their white robe of the moral party back on. And here come them evangelicals. Oh, my God. The disrespect of the president's office. They don't check him for nothing he do.
Wow. All right, coming up, we have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Chance the Rapper, guys, is teaming up with the Backstreet Boys for a brand new Doritos commercial.
What?
Yeah, Chance the Rapper and the Backstreet Boys. Yes, they're teaming up. They're going to have an ad that's going to run during the Super Bowl. Frito-Lay is teasing a never-before-seen collaboration, that's for sure.
Hell, I'll team up with the Backstreet Boys.
Between the pair. Although right now they aren't saying what it is, although they note it will be hot, though, okay? It will be hot.
Don't tell me Chance about to join the group.
Spicy.
Yeah, spicy Doritos or something. Yeah, it will also promote the brand's new Doritos Flamin' Hot Nacho Chips. Yeah.
Here they come.
Which are in stores now. And in other big game news, what does Cardi B have in common with Michael Jackson, Beyonce, and Britney Spears, you ask? Well, Cardi B has been tapped to be the Pepsi spokesperson for the Super Bowl commercial for the Super Bowl. How about that? That's good.
That's
according to production sources, the ad has been shot and will air during the big game. So congratulations.
She's a cute girl, man.
Yeah, and it's just her time. It's her season.
Yeah.
You know what I did hear? I did hear, though, that she's trying to get back with Offset, too. Did you hear that? Anybody hear that?
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I like that.
Her tongue long.
This boy here. You just got to ignore Tommy. I think that's what happened.
Y'all ain't seen the girl stick her tongue out on the thing.
What that got to do?
It wasn't at you. So you got to quit plugging yourself into these photos.
Videos.
That's what you need to do.
But, I mean, no one has ever told you, Tommy, that you
can't say. The twerk video, that was not shot for you.
Right.
Her tongue ain't for you. It's just
what is he sticking it out for then? What is he sticking
but
it
out? But it's not for you, Tommy.
You think it's Cardi B won't you?
Uh-uh.
No, don't you. Please don't tell me that's what you're doing.
I didn't say that. I didn't
you
say
think
that.
Cardi B won't you? Oh.
Poppy.
That's boy, possible.
It's possible.
Wantable.
You see how tall Offset is.
Wait, what, Steve? What?
Have you seen how tall Offset is?
I've never seen him in person. Is he that tall? He's tall?
Man.
Mm-hmm. He ain't got to be tall. He's taller than Tommy.
Oh, he's just taller than Tommy. Yeah, oh,
man,
I get it.
Man. Tommy, man.
Hell, Tasha damn didn't call it.
Yes.
No,
yes.
She has.
All our kids are taller than Tommy.
Man. His kid taller than him.
Yeah.
His baby. Boy.
And he's in the what?
Hell, we know Trey taller than him.
But Jordan, though.
Jordan loves his daddy, though, boy.
Oh, yes.
I can see that in all of him. He look at Tommy, boy, like Tommy, the man, the chosen one.
Tommy's a great dad, sweet. Though. He really
yeah, he is.
Is.
He
really
is. He's a great
dad.
Father, man.
He really
he's
is.
He's a good father. Now, that's some things he ain't worth a damn, man, but he a good father.
Oh, no, you just can't leave it alone.
I love Steve's backhanded compliments.
But Cardi B won't Tommy, though.
That's you back right. on that, Judy? Judy can't let that one go.
He said, it can happen.
Ask her when you see her, Junior.
He said he's wantable. Is that a word?
I don't think it's a word,
desirable,
but I want
it. Tommy, maybe.
Oh, man. Oh, he said wantable. I love it. I love that.
Hey, Tommy, let me ask you something, man. When the last time you think somebody wanted you?
It's right now.
Oh, boy.
You mean besides Cardi B?
No, let him answer.
Probably yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Boy, I'm going to Tampa this week. You think ain't nobody going to want me this weekend?
Man.
In Tampa. You all don't think nobody going to want me this weekend.
Hold on. With your sexy, wantable self, Tommy, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and our girl Tracy Ellis announced the nominees for the Academy Awards yesterday. This will be the 91st Academy Awards. Best Picture, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. Okay.
All right, Black Panther.
Yes,
Black
yes,
Klansman.
Yes, 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 yes. And congratulations.
I like both of them, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if Black Panther don't win everything, what award is this?
This is Best Picture. This
for
is
what a, for what awards?
Academy Awards. The Oscars.
Oh, they don't win Oscars. I ain't watching it no way because Kevin ain't on.
Yeah, this is the first time a superhero.
So did they have a host?
No.
Couldn't
hostless.
Get one, could you?
Hostless?
You done righteously, pompously just got yourself out of host. Because don't nobody want to sign up for the scrutiny.
Okay.
Celebrities don't want to sign up for the scrutiny, the backlash, because guess what? It's a no-win gig. Even if you kill at the Oscars, what happened? It don't do nothing for your career. All you can do is mess up and they can talk about you. That's all. It's a no-win gig, man. Rock killed it. Nothing happened for him.
Yeah.
Ellen killed it. Nothing happened for Ellen. Now they done messed up. Now they so self-righteous and pompous. Now, since you're so politically correct, now you can't get nobody to host your little ragged ass show.
Steve.
No, for real, man. That's what happened. You should have let Kevin do it.
Well, let's please say congratulations to Spike Lee, because he got his very, very first Best Director nomination for Black Klansman. So congratulations, Spike Lee.
It's about time.
So deservingly. I mean, he's been here for so long directing great movies, and this is the first time he's been recognized for the Best Director nomination. Congratulations for Black Klansman.
Yes,
Best Supporting Actress. She was a guest on our show just last week. Regina King. Last Thursday.
Our girl.
Best Supporting Actor. Love him so much. Mahershala Ali.
Yes.
That boy
from
right
Green
there.
Book.
Who just won the Steve Harvey Blue Cheese Award last week.
All right now. Yeah. Yes.
Y'all gonna start announcing this award on this radio.
Well, let us know.
Well, tell us. Yeah.
That's what you gonna do.
Yes,
got it.
That's what you gonna do on this show.
Yes, sir.
What they gonna do, Big Dog?
They're gonna start announcing these blue cheese awards.
Yes.
You just sitting up
like
here.
Like they don't see it. Come on here discussing everything that happened on the damn Housewives.
What you ain't gonna do is just be on Reality Update. What's up?
I'm his Reality Update. Blue Cheese Award gets on there from now on.
Okay, so congratulations to Mahershala Ali again for the Blue Cheese Award. Black Panther became the first comic-based film to be nominated for Best Picture. That's great news. Now, Ryan Coogler did not get nominated for Best Director.
I'm a little salty about that.
Yeah.
For who? What did he do?
For Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
The brother.
Yeah. And you know, Bradley Cooper didn't. There was so much buzz about him for A Star Is Born. Huh?
He didn't get it.
Mm-mm. Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan. They should have got
nominated.
Yeah,
yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
sure.
They didn't get nominated.
They didn't get nominated.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
They didn't see Creed 2?
Oh, wasn't that good?
Man.
Oh, that was so good.
But Michael B. Jordan for Black Panther.
I ain't seen Creed.
Thing.
Yeah, Killmonger. He was excellent in that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, our last break of the day. We'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. It's been a good day. On this Wednesday, hump day. We got through it. Yeah.
Great day.
We got through it. Yeah. So, Steve, you want to impart some wisdom on us as we as we leave?
Yeah, what I've started to do is I'm taking my closing remarks and also wrapping them into my opening remarks from time to time at the start of the show. Because as research comes in and shows us that people listen to different times, virtually nobody can sit through the whole 4 hours. You know, most people don't have a job like that. So people are on the way to work. They listen at different times, drop off, commute and stuff like that. So I've decided to freshen up my opening remarks by recycling some of my closing remarks. So what I close with, I can very well open with. And I've decided and committed myself in 2019 to help with the uplift and edification of as many people as I can. So my closing remarks today is I try to spur people on to whatever greatness is for you. I want everybody to experience whatever greatness is for you. I don't expect yours to be the same as mine. Mine ain't gonna be the same as yours. His ain't gonna be the same as hers, so forth and so on. But let me tell you one thing that you have to do. You have to start with action. Action is the beginning of success. See, action, you've got to do something. See, here's the deal. You don't have to know how to finish something. You do have to know how to start, though. See, if you don't know how you gonna make it from New York to LA, the one way not to make it from New York to LA is to never strike out. But one thing for sure, if you start the action of making it from New York to LA, you now have a chance. You have got to take action, and I mean immediately. Stop procrastinating, y'all. Stop waiting till everything looks right, feels right, till it gets right, till this result come in, this bit of research come in. You can't research success. You have to start. Success begins with an action. It requires you to make a move. Please, man. In 2019, stop procrastinating. Stop putting stuff off to tomorrow. Well, as soon as I get this, you know what? You can start getting rid of those unwanted pounds today. You can start with a simple decision. You know what you could do? If let's say you want to lose some pounds, you can say, you know what? I'm going to replace some of the food on my plate with some vegetables. I ain't saying you got to quit eating meat. But just hold on, man. Instead of all that pasta and all that bread and all that rice, just put some vegetables on your plate. You can start somewhere, man. Replace something with a vegetable. If you just start. If your goal is to make more money this year, you got to take action. See, you may not be able to go out and make $1 million right away, but what can you do to go make $10? Do something. Produce action. See, if you produce action, it spurs you to the next point of action because you start creating a habit within yourself. Man, I'm going to do something towards my goal today. I may not get to my goal, but I'm going to do something that moves me closer to the goal. Inch by inch, anything's a cinch. You can do it by breaking everything down into increments. Break it down into increments where you can handle it. So what, you can't run 5 miles today? Can you walk around the block? Then maybe tomorrow walk around the block and go back the other way halfway, then walk back home. How about that? But you've got to take action, man. You have to stop procrastinating if you want your life to move forward. I've said this how many times on this show. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. If you want a different result this year, you got to perform differently. And the difference starts in your mind. You have total control of your mind. Your mind belongs to nobody else. I hate to break that to you. The Bible is true when it says that a man is as he thinketh. So you know what that means? Excuse my grammar. But that means because of how you think, that's how you is. Period. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's the way it is. If a man is as he thinketh, then how you think is how you is. You don't see that? That's improper grammar, but that's plain Jane for me. You can't get no simpler than that. I like my message to be simple. I'm talking to everybody. I ain't trying to be over your head or show you how intelligent I am. I'm trying to get you to where you're trying to get to in your life. And it starts with how you think. You can do it, man. But you got to take action. Stop procrastinating. Do something today to move yourself towards your goal. If you make one step, he'll make two. You've heard old people say it a million times. That's a true statement. All right? Y'all have a great weekend. That was my closing.
Drop it.
I ain't dropping it.
Drop it on Wednesday, boy. Drop it on Wednesday.
This is hump day. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how are we going to get over the hump?
I just dropped it.
Thank you.
We heard. We see it.
Yeah.
I started not to.
You have to always drop
it. I sure hope my uncle heard this message.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.